When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the Players Place.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for being with us on this Thursday morning, January 8th. Pleasure to be with you. Get your head right. It is Thursday. Today's going to be a good one. I can feel it in my bones. I'm Woodsy. Paul Reindel's our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Ben Higgins, Chairman Ben, friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning, Chairman.
Good morning. How are you? I noticed last night the hair was starting to...
To leak?
Yeah.
Starting to mouth.
The hold on the product was starting to lessen, and the mouth sides were starting to emerge on television.
Smarmy Mal came out. I didn't catch you last night. I was slammed. I mean, just slammed from the minute we left here to the minute I went to bed last night. I did take your advice. You had, I have not been sleeping well, it's standard, but I've been waking up and looking at my sleep report every morning. 47 sleep score. You could use a lot more sleep today. Yeah, no kidding. But you actually had the really smart thought of maybe don't track your sleep and then have that be the first thing you see in the morning. It sets you up for failure. And I'm such a believer in, you know, what you say is what you are, what you read, you know, like I'm influenced by things like that, and I think it was influencing me. So I did not track my sleep last night. I took my watch off, went to bed like normal, fell asleep, woke up at 1 on the nose, woke up at 2:41 on the nose, and then went back to sleep until 4. And not ideal, but I didn't wake up and look at the 47 sleep score. So I said, I feel pretty good.
You look like you got a solid 80, I think.
On the sleep score?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to give you an 80 just from looks right now.
You're right, man. I think it would actually be better to have some of our technology lie to us. I really do. I think it would be better if it just straight up lied. You're great. You're in great shape for today. Today should be a good one. Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. Great. I don't feel good, but if you say so, then I'm in.
Step on the scale. Oh, wow, 2:14. That's amazing.
Yeah, dude. I think that's not a terrible idea. So I'm gonna follow your advice at camp as well. I did not follow my own advice and get off the phone the hour before bed last night. There's just too much going on. Started watching a new show on Hulu called Lowdown with Ethan Hawke, who I greatly admire, and
he's been having a bit of a renaissance.
He is just the most thoughtful, artistic dude out there. And I grew up kind of liking Ethan Hawke too when I was younger, and so he's fantastic. This show it's a bit of a grower. It doesn't snag you really off the bat, but it's good. It's good. I enjoyed it. I'm going to probably get through it when we're out at. When we're out at camp and we go to bed at 5:30.
I'm flattered that you actually like took my advice.
Oh, yeah, I took it to heart.
I'm not an advice giver generally.
But you're a good advice giver.
Well, I appreciate that. I try to think of all the potential ramifications of what I'm saying before I say anything to you, but my general philosophy is let other people live the way they want to live.
Sure.
And you're not, you know, it's not your business to try to make them better. But you seemed like you were just struggling with the sleep. And I thought immediately when you said, I got up and I looked at that 47 and just, you were already in a bad frame of mind the second you got up because you saw that. But I wondered, what would happen if he didn't see that? Would he be in the same bad frame of mind?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I still feel tired, right? But I always feel tired.
Of course.
That's just the way that it rolls. How was everyone's day yesterday?
Dude, I was just like you. I was all over town. I was busy. I was
crazy.
Running around.
I got a haircut.
I had so much to get done, and I got home. It was like I left here at 10:15. I didn't get home until 1:30.
Yeah.
Just running around, and then I start working a little bit. All of a sudden, it's 4 o'clock.
Yep.
You're like, I haven't even packed. I haven't done any laundry. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was just running around. And then by the time, head to pillow, I was asleep in 30 seconds.
That's nice.
Mine was hectic. I mean, as soon as I got home, I had to throw in some laundry so then I could start packing, which I did all the packing that I could. Jumped on the Peloton, ate some quick lunch, and then back to Channel 10. And I was anchoring all night. And then when I got home, I finished the laundry. It was that, I got it into the dryer before I left, but I didn't have time to fold or get the rest of it in. So then I finished my packing when I got home late last night. I was like 10, got to sleep not until 11:15. So, and then I got up this morning early in Peloton because I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it and be on the car driving all day. So I just wanted to get a little exercise in. So
yeah,
I've been up for about 2 hours.
Good God, man. Well, listen, it's going to be a labor of love, certainly. We're heading out to Fantasy Camp today. I am very excited about it. It's such a... first of all, I'm so grateful that we get to go. And just, brimming with gratitude because it's just such a fun experience. And it does such wonders for my soul every time I go out there. And I love playing baseball. I love being in the dugout. All of it. I love all of it. I love the hot tub, the cold tub. I love all of it. I love having my own locker. It is just soul soothing for me. So very excited about that. We'll come back. We will have a couple weeks, and then we're off to spring training, man. I mean, really, it's the baseball season is right around the corner. So very excited about what the day brings. Want to get out there safely to spring training today. It was hard. I had a hard time. The hardest time, I think, saying goodbye to my kids last night. It's always difficult, but for whatever reason, last night I was like, oh man. And of course, my wife, I was like, I'm so sorry. It's a week.
Does it get harder every year or less
harder.
Difficult? Because as they get older, was it harder when they were young? Because they were new and you missed them so much.
Yeah, that but sucked.
Now they're older, you can do more with them, so now you really miss them too.
Well, I also know how much more difficult they are to manage now. And walking away for 6 days or 6 nights. And of course, Bo was, his eyes filled up with tears last night when I was tucking him in. And it's so hard to say goodbye. And then, you look at your wife this morning, give her a big hug, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. These are the sacrifices that I have to make, though, to go out and earn a living. I don't even believe my own line of BS. I really don't. I can't even buy my own.
It's a tough job, but
somebody's got to do this thing, man.
When the kids are younger, you almost feel like you worry they're going to forget you when you're gone for a few days when they're really babies. Now, obviously, Bo and Taylor are not going to forget you in a week, so you don't worry about that. But now, yes, guilt is the emotion that you kind of feel.
Guilt is the
emotion.
But
it's mixed with also the excitement of getting to do something
that I love,
that you love, and it's really, really fun.
Yeah, so that was a hard one last night. I had my interview last night, my Little League management interview.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, had that at 6 o'clock last night, and I got in there. And it was great. It was the board, the Encinitas Little League board. And I was sitting kind of in front of about 8 people. And they all had their pens.
Oh, this is very official.
And they had their pens and their notes. And they started with basically, they ripped through those questions that we talked about. A couple of them did listen yesterday morning and heard, us talking about it in a more loose fashion, I'd say. But I thought it went well. I had met a couple of them. I don't have a general sense if I'm going to get the gig or not. I mean, I feel like I did a good job in there. They asked me, what's your experience in baseball? And I said, well, I've been playing for 40 years, almost nonstop, almost. I mean, save a couple years here and there, COVID, whatever. I've been playing for 40 years straight. I've coached 7 teams. I talk about baseball for a living, I go, I love the game. Like, that's should be understood. It's my, other than my wife and kids, it's my greatest love and passion on the planet. So they asked me how I would deal with the tough parents, and I said, I like to set expectations before the season. You know, that if you wanted to coach, you should have signed up and don't scream at umpires. And, you know, I said, knock on wood, I know it's coming. I said, but I've never had a problem with a parent yet. And I know it's coming. Of course it's coming. It happens to every coach. I'll deal with it. You know, when I get to that bridge, I will cross that bridge. So that went pretty well.
Do you, do you have any idea on how many other applicants for the job?
So I saw the list, and I don't know how many teams there were, but there are quite a few names on that list that they got to get through for minor B. There's quite a few, and I know some of them. The only thing that freaked me out a little bit, the assessments for the kids are this weekend, okay?
Oh.
Yes. Ooh. So I went through the list of kids that are playing, and I know 25% of the kids. I've seen them play. I know them. I've coached them. 75%, I don't know who they are. Bo knows about 10% of those. Oh, no, he's good. I've seen him. He's athletic. He plays at school. Like, oh, I've played against him. He's good, right? I get a little info from him. The only thing that freaked me out a little bit was I said, you know, because I did apologize. Guys, I will be out of town working this weekend. I will not be at the assessments. I will be at the makeups. And so will my son. And they said, oh, no problem. And the commissioner goes, we'll draft your team for you. And I go, oh, no. I'll be here for the draft. I'll be here for the draft. I would like to, if given the job, draft my own squad. You know, I don't want the, these are the guys that you have. Now, that's how it's always been in rookies and T-ball. They give you your team, you know, and you get a couple of friends and things like that, but they give you your team. This is different. This is a draft. If I'm going to go down, I got to go down my way. Right? Is that too much of a demand to ask to draft your own team?
No, if all the other teams are getting to draft their teams,
then I
should
be able to
draft yours.
That's the only thing that freaked me out.
I wonder if I was a board member, I'd be a little afraid not to give you the job at this point.
Oh, because you get blasted?
Yeah, exactly.
Is
it an implied threat? I mean, you haven't overtly said anything.
No.
I mean, you said a couple of them were
listening to the show.
Of them were listening. They know. I just feel like we don't want to go down this road of not giving him the job, right?
Me, so. I would never. I have the utmost respect for the board.
Like, one guy on the board is like super against Woods, and they're all just like, dude, you don't want that.
You don't
problem.
Want this,
like,
man.
Trust me.
You don't want this problem.
Just let this one go.
Or maybe because they listen to the show, they realize it would be so entertaining if we didn't give him the job and just
also good
to
for
him
the bit.
Stew.
Well, they did ask me. They asked me if I'm going to if I would be an assistant if I didn't get the gig. I said, of course I would. Of course, I have no problem. So anyway, I will not be at the assessments, which I'm really bummed about. Now, originally, it was set for next weekend, so I was going to be in the clear. I'd have fantasy camp, come home, assessments, draft, good to go. They moved it. They moved it up a week, and when I got that email, my heart sank. And Bo was like, so we don't get a team now? I go, no, we're going to get a team, but I'll be at the makeups. You'll go to the makeups with me, and we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Hank's got a good idea. Encinitas resident AJ Preller. Text him, see if he
go
will
assess.
Go to the assessments and give you his scouting report for the draft.
The funniest thing that happened in the interview was one guy showed up a little bit late, so he had missed kind of my spiel. And he sat down, he goes, oh, yeah, thanks so much for coming in. He goes, oh, one quick question. He goes, what's your philosophy on bunting? And I started dying laughing. And then he was laughing, but the other board members don't listen to this show, and they didn't know what he was talking about. So I had to then answer it honestly and say, I'm not a fan of it. Right? And I said, look, there's a time and place. As I've always said, there's a time and place for bunting. I said, let's put it this way. When I played baseball when I was a kid, I was a really good bunter. You know why? Because I was scared to death. I go, I want to get these kids in a mental position where they're not so scared of getting hit by a pitch that they bunt. And I said, I love to bunt because I was a bad hitter. I want to make good hitters and hungry hitters. I want these guys to go up there and ready to eat every time. 3-0, I don't care. Hack. You get a pitch to hit, hack. That's the mentality I want to instill in these kids. So I said, I'll be honest with the whole board. If I'm playing a game and an opposing coach lays three bunts down in a row because my third baseman doesn't look like he's a third baseman, I go, I'm going to have a problem with it. I go, I will have a beef with that coach. I said, I think that's Bush League, and I don't think there's there's room for it here. Now, the contrarian take to that is, hey, you don't like it, make a play. Fine, fair enough. And I will teach my kids to bunt. I will teach them to defend a bunt. But I will not be employing, if you play my team, we're not going to be bunting on you. That I promise you. So it was funny. And he goes, oh, I was just joking. I was hoping you'd wear you would have worn your T-shirt. And I go, no, I'm not that dumb. But it went well.
Good.
It was nice. But there was some news. There was some news yesterday that came out, San Diego local news, that I think it's important we address. Jerry Cisak,
yep,
from sure. Jeff and Jer. Passed away yesterday at 74 years old. I believe that it did come as a bit of a surprise. I read some really poignant, beautiful words from his wife, and that was really sweet. I mean, just as sweet as can be. And I didn't know him. He's one of the radio legends in town that I never crossed paths with. Now, I know Little Tommy, who is his producer. I know Emily Griffiths, who works on another show now across the street, who I'm friends with her. I know Laura Kane, who was on Jeff and Jer. But I never met Jeff, and I never met Jer. But when I got to town 15 years ago, it was like, hey, man, DSC and Jeff and Jer.
Mm-hmm. That's
it.
Letterman or Leno.
That's it.
You can't go wrong, but you just kind of rolled with one or the other. It was a particular style of show, humor, yep, whatever that you... And they were both just phenomenally successful in town.
Yes.
I was more like you. I knew Dave Shelley and Chainsaw, listened to them. Mm-hmm. We've had Dave come in. I never met Jeff or Jer either. And I feel bad about that, being in TV and radio now for 30 years, but they were always in the KFMB kind of Channel 8 building, and I was at Channel 10. So just paths never crossed, but that doesn't mean that I don't understand how many people would listen to him. And even when I was in high school, like, people driving to high school, Torrey Pines, when I was going, often were listening to Jeff and Jer in the mornings. That's how long of a legacy they had in this town.
Yeah, no question about it, man. So I did see some tributes pouring in for him yesterday. Look, anybody that has been able to come in the morning, turn the microphone on, and entertain a city, I have great respect for. Great, great respect for. And
to do it at that level.
At that level.
That long.
the way, the success that they had, and the longevity that they had. And I read a quote from him yesterday, and I went, yep, I get it. He was talking about the show's chemistry. And he said, something to the effect of, you know it when you feel it. You can't win without it, and that's what made us successful was our chemistry. And I went, yep, I can absolutely relate. That's the thing that I think makes this show go as well, is the chemistry between the three of us. And, I felt terrible, man. So I wanted to do it, to let everybody know if you hadn't heard the news. And you know how we do it on this program.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
Jerry Cisak.
It's fun to know that he would appreciate being honored on the radio with a bit.
With a bit, because they loved bits.
Yeah.
They absolutely loved bits.
True.
100%.
And by the way, he was also a big animal activist. And he said, and our former boss, Bob Ballinger, who knew him and wrote about him, said, in lieu of flowers or anything, if you want to make a donation to the Rancho Coastal Humane Society, that would be a great honor for Jer, because that's what his real passion was animals and making sure they had homes and were well taken care of.
Well, let's make sure we do that today. From Ben and Woods, tip our hat certainly to those guys. And yeah, again, pioneers and trailblazers in this industry. Now we get to come in and try to do, the same thing every day. I just always appreciate anybody that has had that ability and that the effort that it takes to do it. So, saw that yesterday and wanted to make sure that we gave him a shout out to his family today. And I know San Diego, a lot of people mourning his loss. Certainly.
We've been blessed in this town with some really incredible talents, especially in the morning.
I heard a long time ago when I got here that the great talent stays here because, well, it's here. And yes, there are bigger markets where you can make a lot more money. You know, a lot more money. Some guys have come and they've gone, but the ones that have stayed, they have stayed because they loved San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, I can 100% relate to that. I have not been courted by massive stations in New York or LA or anything like that. But once I landed here, I was like, this is it. If I get to do this for a while here, that's a really, really important thing. So Dave, Shelley and Chainsaw, Jeff and Jer, you can rest assured those guys' phones were ringing off the hook every contract year of like, you guys want to come to Milwaukee or you want to come to Chicago or whatever? And, you know, when they got here, they decided, no, this is where we want to be. So, anyway.
How long officially was their show, like, on the air in San Diego? Do we know?
25?
If more, more, oh, more, I think. I think it's 35, maybe to 40 years.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
When I was kids, I don't think they retired until about 10 years ago.
Yeah, they retired, I think, in like 14 or 15.
Jeff retired, and then they continued for a while. Now, I was always on at the same time. You know, I've always been in mornings. I've never done another
all
show.
All I remember is, like, when I was in high school, they weren't a new show. So it started in 88.
88.
So that's 30...
I don't know. 27. 27 years.
27 years.
Yeah. What did you guys... 40 what? Years?
88?
88.
I was born in 90, and I'm 35.
Yeah, so...
They were on the air in San Diego for 27
okay.
years. Starting
Got
in
it.
88. So they've been around.
Got it.
But just in San Diego. But, yeah, they were inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. So yeah, that's really, really sad.
And the one thing that I think we can appreciate, the three of us, is the dedication and consistency of being in the mornings for that long, getting up, you know, in good spirits almost every day.
Yep.
You just got to put on that bright face, you know, that early in the morning and doing it for that many years. Absolute tip of the cap.
Yep. 100%. Shout out to his family and, rest in peace. Jer.
All right, we will set the menu for the program today. If you were listening yesterday, you know things are going to get a little different about midway through the program today. In fact, we actually have made a few changes to our regular schedule.
I saw this.
We'll explain what's going on, but the upshot is we're going to have a very early game of Real or Fake coming up. I'll explain why in just a moment as we get started here on a Thursday, the Thursday that we all head out to Fantasy Camp in Peoria, Arizona with Ben Woods and Paul. Get our first check of traffic with Kelly Danick. Starting things out on a Thursday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, guests, I'm Ben Woods, here on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Now, we challenged you yesterday. Actually, we challenged Adam, who's going to be jumping on the Ben and Woods program today at 8 a.m. as Paulie and I split for Fantasy Camp at 8. We challenged Adam, who was a producer in radio. He worked at the Mothership ESPN. He's very well connected, and he's very short. And he also said... Yeah, but he's got a huge Rolodex in his Android phone that messes up our group chat all the time.
It's not a tall Rolodex,
no. But
it is a big Rolodex big. For sure.
So we challenged him to find a guest for us. And I said, just book Ben somebody. Kill some clock. And he goes, fine, I hate booking guests. All right, I don't care. Just find one, right? And, well, it's on the rundown here at 8:35. It says Adam's special guest. Do you know who it is?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Okay. Do I want to know who it
is? Don't worry about it. You're fine.
Don't worry about it.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it.
Well, now I am nervous.
Don't worry about it. You don't need to worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
I will tell you.
Are you going to like tease it at 8:01 when we leave, or
just
probably. I'll probably talk about it with Adam at 8 o'clock when he gets there, and we can discuss our guest coming up at 8:35.
Purple said it kind of defeats the purpose of the secret guest if Ben knows. Now I feel like it's just a secret from me.
It's just
and Paul.
A secret from you. Yeah, you don't need to know. It's fine.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, we're the ones that assigned Adam.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, in an incredible stroke of luck. There was some giant Atlanta Hawks news yesterday, which
Trae Young got traded.
You guys should get an Atlanta beat writer.
It's not an Atlanta Hawks beat writer. I can tell you that. It's not an Atlanta Hawks beat writer.
It's Adam's buddy from high school who follows, watches the Hawks.
But I'm actually intrigued by the person we'll be talking to at 8:35, but I'll just leave it as a surprise.
It's not Dave Roberts, is it?
It's not Dave Roberts.
Okay.
I don't know if Dave's in Adam's Rolodex or not.
He's in yours.
He's in
I know
mine.
That. Yeah.
He's in mine, but I didn't book the guest. Adam booked our guest.
Yeah, he's in
coming
yours.
Coming up at 8:35 this morning.
Okay.
What if he goes full Howard Stern? Adam does, and does the reverse bit from Howard Stern. He calls Hannah and interviews her on the radio while we're on the road.
Oh, I would love it.
You're like, Adam, you ruined the sanctity of my marriage.
You have ruined the sanctity of my home. I would love that, actually. That would make me very excited. Very excited.
But before that, we will still have the three of us together for the first couple of hours. Didn't want to wait on Real or Fake, so we're actually going to do it here in about 10 minutes. I'll let you know. But opportunity to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas shortly. It's 7 o'clock. Paulie's bringing some audio to the table. He had some production work for our Voice of God. And it's been a while since we've had one of these clips, but Paulie said he had some trouble with one of... I guess it's some Adam copy that he sent him.
Yeah.
A meltdown.
So Adam will write up copy for the voice guy.
Yeah, we need that for a promo or something.
Yeah, promos, game promos, stuff like that. He will then record it, and then he sends me the audio file, and then I put it all together. So I had to kind of go through this, and I'm like, this was like, it took 2 minutes for him to get a 15-second liner in. And I go, is this his fault, or is this Adam's fault? Is this BS copy? So I'll let you guys be the judge at 7 o'clock.
And then when we usually play Real or Fake at 8:20, we're going to give away some SDSU basketball tickets for Saturday night's blackout game at Viejas Arena against Fresno State. They want all the fans to wear black as the Aztecs try to improve to 5-0 to start Mountain West Conference play. Klug is going to put together a Klug report in our 9 o'clock hour.
Sure,
and then
Trae Young trade will be discussed at length
at some point. We also have a football threesome looking ahead to the NFL playoff games. We'll talk about the college football playoffs begin tonight, of course, with Miami against Ole Miss in the first of the two semifinals with Oregon-Indiana tomorrow. So lots of football starting tonight.
Now, where are we watching the game together? Are we going to what are we doing tonight?
Well, I did make dinner reservations for us tonight.
Okay.
For the three of us, Major Garrett and his producer.
His producer's name's Arden.
Arden, right. We're on a text thread with him. Have not met Arden yet, but hopefully everybody
Arden
arrives safely and on time.
I'm not going to ask. Never mind. I was going to say, are they flying?
Yes.
The answer is yes. No, they're driving from D.C., you buffoon. Yeah, they left 3 days ago.
They're currently in West Texas somewhere.
Stupid idiot. Just a stupid, stupid idiot.
Yes, they're flying. Hopefully there are no travel and weather delays, and we'll all make it in time for dinner. Probably have the game on televisions, and then after
what time's dinner?
Dinner's at 7 Mountain.
So midnight.
Six Pacific. It's not that bad.
You know how sleepy I get when I get out there.
You won't have adjusted yet. I know if I tried to schedule a 7 o'clock dinner like next Tuesday, you'd be dead.
But
I thought tonight you might be able to do it. I think they're not getting in until five, so I want to make sure they have time to get all the way across the valley from the airport and everything. So.
And where are we eating?
We're going back to the Ferris wheel of meatballs at the Sicilian Butcher. Remember?
Do they have a healthy option there?
Of course.
Okay.
No, not
no,
really. It's Italian.
Sucking down meatballs.
Yeah, yes,
I'm excited to suck down meatballs. Now we want to be able to watch that game too, right? And that game's at 5:30. Oh, it's going to be one of those. Like, you watch a little bit at home.
5:30 Mountain, 4:30 here in San Diego.
Watch a little bit at home. Yeah. Hopefully they have it on in the restaurant.
I would think they will.
Okay.
I remember they had some TVs.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited. I love the playoffs. My team's not in it, but I'm still excited to watch. Who are you guys rooting for tonight? What's your rooting interest?
My pick is Miami. The physicality, I think, that we saw against Ohio State.
I think we're on the same page here.
But the kind of the sentimental choice is Ole Miss.
It's got to be, right? It's got to be Ole Miss for the sentimental. No one thought they would beat Georgia. They were 10.5-point dogs, something like that, with a new coach. And I just have fallen in love with their new coach.
It's so weird. I'm the exact opposite. And I know it's like contrarian. Like, I don't, it just, it's the way I feel. I was so turned off by the whole Lane Kiffin thing. It kind of,
well, he's gone.
I know he left, and everyone else should be rallying. Everyone's rallying around Ole Miss. And
yeah.
I'm like, I was so turned off by Lane Kiffin and all of that, that it maybe just turned off by the school in general. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Pete Golding.
I love him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good story.
I love that guy. It's hard not to root for that guy. And they did say that Charlie Weiss Jr. will stay. Kevin Smith, who was originally reported to be going, he's also staying.
Oh, okay.
To help. Both of these guys will eventually split for LSU. Could be tomorrow morning, or it could be
another couple weeks
or whatever.
Championship game.
That's exactly right. But I like this coach. I like all the players' responses to him, and they have rallied around him. I hope it's a good game. I don't like Miami. I don't like them. I never have. But I have to respect just how good they are as a football team, man. They are nasty. One of the nastiest teams I've ever seen.
I heard the point made that who would have ever thought in college football that the Final Four teams would be Indiana, Oregon,
yeah,
Ole Miss, and Miami.
It's great.
No Alabama, no Ohio State,
yep,
no LSU, no Michigan, no Clemson. What happened? It's a great sign that there's a lot of parity. But at the same time, thinking about it, essentially, if this was the NCAA basketball tournament, this would be a bunch two seeds instead
of
one
seed. Which is not terrible.
It's not like we've got Cinderellas coming out of nowhere
Good point.
To reach the college football semifinals. These are still major programs.
It's not Bethune-Cookman or something,
major
right?
Major conferences.
Yeah. That Bethune.
Florida Atlantic, Butler. You don't get those kind of stories, and you will never get those kind of stories in college football, but it's nice to see a
different
couple of different schools playing for a title this time around.
Look, I don't know that the Padres are going to be in the World Series next year, but I sure hope it's not the Dodgers for multiple reasons. But the main reason is it's been the last two.
Fresh blood.
You want some fresh blood in there.
Speaking of the Padres, they dropped a little bit of news yesterday and wasn't surprised, but some people may have been, that the team has already sold out all of their season ticket memberships for 2026, more than they've ever sold before. They opened a few more seats for season ticket members, and those are now sold out. So you can get onto that the wait list, what do they call it, the on-deck wait list, and you can still buy some single-game tickets. Those will go on sale February 3rd. If you're on the wait list, you can get early access in January, late January, to those single-game tickets. But once again, for the fourth straight year, Padres have sold out all their season tickets. So the passion for Padres baseball not diminishing in the slightest going forward, despite, the season ending in the disappointment of the wild card round last year.
You know what a great thing that the Padres could do to say, thank you, San Diego, for selling out all of our season tickets. Go get Ranger Suarez. How about that? Wouldn't that be a good little gift for all of us to have and say, hey, we appreciate you, San Diego. Here's Ranger Suarez. He's going to be working with Ruben Niebla for the next few years, and let's get that done. That would be incredible. That would make me the happiest clam on the planet.
I'm not expecting it either. But there are still pitchers out there. He is probably, well, Framber Valdez is probably the biggest one. He's probably the second biggest pitcher available. Would be funny if they lose Robert Suarez and bring in Ranger Suarez.
And by funny, you mean it would be awesome.
Awesome, yeah. It would be awesome.
Let's see. Satan's Blowfish asks, has the show had the annual, I canceled my membership because this team isn't serious? I haven't seen that yet.
Not yet.
I haven't seen that yet.
We haven't taken any calls yet in the new year.
That's true.
So maybe.
I have not seen that yet.
If then, anybody did, well, your membership got taken by someone else.
Somebody was there waiting, so yeah. it's no skin off their back.
Not yet.
MM McKee says, will you guys be broadcasting at FanFest again? Absolutely, we will be broadcasting at FanFest
again. We were told 10 a.m. is our slot, so right when it starts.
10 to noon.
First wave, you'll have Ben and Woods January 31st live from Padres FanFest. There are still tickets left, but you do have to claim them. It's free. But you need a ticket, so yep. You need to go online and claim your up to four free tickets for FanFest. But if you're trying to decide between the early or the later window, we'll be there during the early window at 10 a.m.
Let's see if we can put some asses in the seats out there.
One other brief Padres note, and I could not find anything. Someone in our chat at the end of the program had said, I'm hearing some rumblings about Luis Arraez possibly signing a deal. I started Googling and trying to find everything for the next... I could not find anything at all about Luis Arraez. In fact, the only thing written recently about Luis Arraez was by Buster Olney in a kind of one of those ESPN catch-all pieces with a bunch of their writers, saying that Luis Arraez is not drawing much interest right now but from teams in the free agent market. And what he and his agent are really looking for is kind of an old-school GM, front office, or manager who really wants to, I need a guy like a contact guy, an average guy like Luis Arraez, because most front offices look at his numbers and they look at the OBP and they look at the lack of slug and they look at the defensive, not liability, but not necessarily anything extra that he provides defensively, base running, whatever. And they go, we're not spending money on this guy. And there hasn't been a lot of smoke when it comes to Luis Arraez so far this offseason. I can't say I'm entirely surprised. My question for you, though, Paul and Woods, is if that is really true and the soft market for Luis Arraez keeps driving his price down, at what point do the Padres get back into the conversation? Because they do need a first baseman.
They do. It's not a personal thing at all with Luis Arraez. I know he had a bad year last year by his standards. I do. I think he was deployed improperly. Mm-hmm. We've had many discussions about it. Everybody did. But I can't see laying out the deal I saw yesterday. It was him to the Guardians for like 2 years for $20 million.
That's right, the Guardians. But I didn't see anything else about that.
I didn't see anything either.
I
didn't see any rumors or anything like that.
I mean, I cut you off, Ben. I apologize. Like, what? How low would it go in your mind?
I don't know.
Those conversations.
If they're talking about 10 now and he hasn't signed yet, I mean, eight or nine. I mean, something in single digits per year.
I'm probably in like the five category, like five a year. Yeah. I'm like, you get him for that. Yeah.
Done.
I'm good.
I just don't think he would sign it. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, he's not going to not play.
Right.
At some point, he's got to take the best offer that's available. And if
purpose is one year, $4 million. All right, deal done. I'll do Luis Arraez on a prove it deal any day of the week.
Yeah, he wants to bet on himself.
100% on a prove it deal, and you hit him in the seven hole. You're
feeling good. Insultingly low for a 3-time batting champion, because it is. At the same time, what? You're not going to play baseball for $4 million?
Right.
If that's the best offer you've got?
He made
14 on arbitration.
Yep.
Most guys do not take giant pay cuts when you've won 3 batting titles. But it seems like Luis Arraez is going to have to take a fairly significant average annual value pay cut in whatever deal he's going to be signing this offseason.
Yeah, so again, that was something that said in the chat. We didn't run with it because we couldn't verify it at all. And again, I really have not seen one whisper about him at all this offseason. I've not seen one team like kicking the tires on Luis Arraez. The deal for Edward Cabrera did get completed yesterday. I think it's a great deal. Actually, I think it's a great deal for both clubs. The Chicago Cubs sent Owen Casey, who was a former Padres prospect and a good one.
Yu Darvish trade.
Yep. And minor league, he's an outfielder. And minor league infielders Christian Hernandez and Edgardo De Leon. But Cabrera, he has those flashes of brilliance. And he's going to join a rotation now in Chicago, Ben, that projects to be pretty nasty. Cade Horton coming back. Matthew Boyd, Jameson Taillon, Shota Imanaga. Colin Ray is still on that team in a long relief role. But adding Cabrera to that mix is pretty solid. And again, yeah, you gave away a good outfield prospect in Owen Casey, but okay, fine. You got to give something to get something. They got control of Cabrera for a couple of years at a dirt cheap price. I thought it was a savvy move by the Chicago Cubs.
I talked to my Cubs fan friend at Channel 10.
Justin Steele will be coming back.
That's right,
in the
healthy.
First half.
So,
I mean,
I said, you've got to love your pitching staff. He does, but I said, I liked Owen Casey, and they still need to do something with the lineup,
yeah,
if you're the Cubs,
well,
which they could.
You're going to lose Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
You know,
unless you find a way to sign him, which
right.
doesn't look like they're heading down that direction. He goes, yeah, the rotation's solid, but our lineup is not. So,
and the crazy thing is, too, as I'm reading right now, like Miami, they've just traded Cabrera, but their rotation is still Sandy Alcantara, Yuri Perez, Ryan Weathers, Braxton Garrett in the top four. And they got a couple of guys that they're looking to fill in the five. Robbie Snelling, potentially former Padre, is mentioned as a guy that may make his debut this year. So they've done a decent job in collecting really good prospects. We saw that what Jacob Marcy was able to do for them last year. They're expecting him to grow. Like, the Marlins are going to be a team you're like, God, these guys are pesky and they can pitch. Which is kind of what they were last year. So I thought it was a really good move for both teams. And you know, AJ Preller.
I thought they might have been able to get a little more for Cabrera.
I did too, but you know, I think they're happy with Casey. And I think they have a pretty decent outfield of the future down there in Miami. So I think they're making some smart moves, smart decisions. But yeah, man, like, if you're a Cubs fan, I think you're happy. And if you're a Marlins fan, you're like, cool. Like, it hurts to lose them, but you know, we got three prospects back, and we'll ride.
All right, we're going to play a little early game of real or fake. If you'd like to be our contestant, call right now, 833-288-0973. You can qualify for the trip to Las Vegas to see Sammy Hagar. Dial now, 833-288-0973. I did not want Woods, a special game of real or fake, to miss this one. So,
oh, nice.
Since you're leaving at 8, we're going to do it coming up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Real or Fake, brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and let's see, we got Bill. Are you there today?
Yes, I am.
All right, Bill.
Hi,
good
Bill.
News. You are our contestant for Real or Fake, and if you can get 4 out of 7 right, you will qualify for the trip for 2 to Las Vegas to see Sammy Hagar at Dolby Live at Park MGM, the 2-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gas card. Get your tickets for Sammy Hagar at Ticketmaster.com. Now, the bad news is I can't allow Woods to help you. Because,
at all?
Well, I think you know all the answers, so that would just be a giveaway. So you're going to have to guess on your own. Because today's category, Bill, is about one of Woods' favorite artists. The subject of today's game is Morrissey.
USOB.
No, I mean,
twist the knife.
Oh, not twisting.
Just twist the knife.
He may have canceled his concert, but Morrissey can't stop our game. And in honor of his new album, you're right, it's time.
Oh, my God.
I have a list of Morrissey solo albums. I will give you a name. You tell me if it's a real Morrissey solo album or a fake that I have made up.
How many albums would you guess he has?
He's got
so many.
A lot, right?
They have some strange names.
He does have some really odd names.
All right, Bill, so it's up to you. Let's get going. Round number one, real or fake?
Monster. You're a monster.
World Peace is None of Your Business. Real or fake Morrissey album, Bill?
I'm going to say real.
Real.
You are right.
You know it. It is right. It is one. We are 1 out of 4 on the way to a victory. All right, here we go. Round number two. Epsom Downs, real or fake Morrissey album? Epsom Downs.
Well, since I don't know what that means, I'm going to say it's real.
No, that's fake. That's all right.
Like Epsom salt?
Yeah, it's a place in England.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually a horse racing track in England.
Okay. Epsom Downs.
I don't know. Oh. It just sounded like it. I just threw that one in there. All right, let's go. Round number three. I am not a dog on a chain. Real or fake Morrissey album?
Sure, real.
Yes.
It is real. All right, you are halfway there.
Save Ben saying, I am not a dog on a chain.
All right, let's try round number four. Kill Uncle. Real or fake Morrissey album, Bill? Kill Uncle.
Do it.
I'll say real.
Yeah, buddy!
Cheater.
Do it.
All right.
That's
correct.
Off.
All right, you are one away from victory.
Come on.
All right, let's go round number five. Southpaw Grammar. Real or fake Morrissey album, Bill? Southpaw Grammar.
Can I ask one question about that?
Sure.
Is he left-handed?
I don't know if Morrissey's left-handed. I feel like he might be.
Okay, and then I'm going to say it's real.
Yes,
really?
It is, sir!
Yeah. It's real!
Baseball player? Southpaw.
Southpaw Grammar.
I've never heard Southpaw used anywhere other than baseball.
Great record.
Well, yeah. Bill, congratulations.
Excellent work,
without
Bill.
Any help from Woods other than a little yes, yes, yes in the background, you have qualified for the trip to Las Vegas. Congratulations. Paulie, I'll get your information because we have hit the top of the first hour.
What are the other ones?
We have Pain of the Spirit.
Fake.
Correct. Sermon in Black.
Fake.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
I knew you knew them all. I knew you knew them all.
Boy, it would have been fun to see him in concert, or at least get compensated for not going to see him.
You guys are already halfway
We're
done.
We're halfway home.
If you can believe that.
Wow.
We'll come back with Paulie's audio from our Voice of God coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.